then you
wait, what?
Then you might have to sell more.
Sell one helicopter?
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm sort of picturing like a used car salesman that's just on a lot full of helicopters.
Yeah, that's just haggling with the guy. Yep, he's just
secret
like
podcast.
Yeah, and he's talking about
recording. This is just you and I, guys.
Wait, are you recording?
No.
Oh.
What are you guys talking about?
We were talking about that's how I feel too. He's a used car salesman, helicopter salesman.
Yeah.
Dirty blazer. Bed infomercial.
Just yeah.
Like lot full of helicopters.
Checked pants.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
The raw all
right,
deal.
Well, I don't know if I could do. I'll tell you this. Yeah. I've got your deal. You know, I'm not going to. I'll do 1.1 million.
Yeah. Unfiltered.
What's it going to take?
Yeah. Yeah.
To get you in the driver's seat of this Sikorsky Apache 9000 for $262 million. Today.
Yeah, yeah. It's also funny, too, if it's a, just a car lot and they have one helicopter and they've never been able to sell it, but then they always mention that to whatever.
Well, if you think about it, there's other, when you go to a car dealer, they only sell that model. They only sell, like, Hondas.
Yeah.
So if you go to a helicopter dealer, I don't know if they have multiple helicopters, probably only have one. And if you're not the best helicopter, you're just a guy who sells helicopters who never sells helicopters.
Yeah.
If you're the Kia salesman of helicopter sales.
Yeah.
That might be a real thing that's happening.
Well, I'd like to get involved in, selling those helicopters that are like the real shitty ones. They just look like a bubble with like a thin tail coming out that you sell to like a news channel in Iowa. Like, here, I don't know, man.
Fucking
10,000.
Ahead. You think they're 10,000? I think standard any helicopter, 100 million.
No. Military ones for sure.
Yeah.
I bet there's some military ones.
You probably get
crazy.
$500,000 helicopter.
I bet you could.
Really?
Used piece of shit helicopter for. Like the shittiest helicopter you can find, right?
Uh-huh.
Used from the 70s, a real beater. I bet $14,000.
No.
Let me look it up. Cheapest helicopter.
Do you guys remember when they had that Monopoly game and one of the things was a Harrier jet?
A guy won it.
It
was McDonald's. I know the whole story.
Yeah, but McDonald's Monopoly game.
It was a McDonald's Monopoly game.
Yeah.
And he won like $1.2 million because the actual Harrier jet was like $5 million.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you can't. We don't. You can't legally have a Harrier jet. Then they had to put in the commercial, you can't actually win a Harrier jet. And they were like.
No, I don't think it was McDonald's.
It was a McDonald's Monopoly game.
It was McDonald's Monopoly.
No, it was an economic monopoly game. But look up the helicopter first. I'll look up this. We're recording, though. I did a secret.
Yeah, I assumed.
You did?
Yeah. Because you did. You said, you went, secret, no one's listening.
Oh, you could hear that?
Yeah, you did that like twice.
Yeah, but I had my headphones
on. You have your headphones
on. I couldn't tell you could hear that.
No, I totally heard it.
I was going to ask you guys about what race is your favorite.
See, here's the problem here. I'm on aerotrader.com.
I think black.
I am on aerotrader.com, but here's the problem. A lot of these are saying request price. But I think you're right, Anthony. You guys are absolutely right. I was absolutely wrong. Because here we've got a 1971 Schweitzer. Shittiest looking helicopter I've ever seen. First of all, I don't
One of those bubble guys?
Yeah, I don't even think it has enough of the rotors to get off the ground.
Yeah.
139,000 for a Schweitzer. And that's a that's not even a name brand helicopter. The cheapest one I found so far is $104,000.
That's still way less than I thought it would be. I thought
it was Pepsi Lids.
I told you. I knew it wasn't McDonald's.
I did know that.
I knew it wasn't McDonald's.
You said yogurt Lids.
But yeah,
still
but I
Lids.
Knew it was
I mean,
something.
That's, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, you guys are right about those helicopters. I mean, look at this one. I'll show you the Schweitzer. It is a piece of garbo. But anyway.
Garbo.
If you guys are out there, listeners are out there. This is the Rad Dudecast, by the way. My name is Brendan Ayer. I'm here with Anthony DeVito and Greg Stone. This is episode 98, two episodes to our 100th episode extravaganza, which is big. There are some stuff in the works for that.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter at the Rad Dudecast, Rad Dudecast After Dark on Facebook. Rate us and review us on iTunes.
Mm.
You're all good people. We're in the market for a helicopter. Here's the 1971 Schweitzer 269C. That's actually in Quebec for sale. You got to go up to Quebec if you want it. I mean, that's a piece of shit helicopter.
I got some info when we're done.
Yeah, that's a tiny looking guy.
That's a garbage helicopter.
$139,000. You have to get a helicopter pilot's license?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
See, now that's.
You know who's gotten his helicopter license?
No.
Bill Burr.
Oh, he talked about
it. Yeah, he talks about it on
and
his...
he actually did it.
He did it. He talks about it on his podcast a fair amount. But it is interesting because it's like... that's probably how you're going to go out.
Then. Yeah.
Helicopters aren't... they're not planes, man. Those things aren't fucking around.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would never do it. I wouldn't fly it. I don't even know that I would do it with if I had a helicopter pilot guy.
No, do you ever try those little remote control helicopters?
Yeah.
It's bananas. Yeah. Because you got to control the up and down and the forward and back. You're just falling all the time. You're crashing all the time. What do you got for
us? Did a little research on that Harrier jet thing. They asked for 7,000 pets points, caps. And so the guy got investors, and it only cost him $700,000 to get those points for the Harrier jet. But a Harrier jet is like $2 or $3 million. So they were like...
more, I think.
Maybe.
Close
to
a billion, right?
A billion, not $1 billion.
Could that,
a
Harrier,
do you know how much $1 billion is?
It's 1,000 millions.
I don't know if that's true, but
it is.
But a billion, we'd only have one Harrier jet.
I don't think you are familiar with what the military is spending. It's a real racket. They've got a lot of money, man. Those guys paid $40,000 for a hammer.
Oh, really?
What's that?
I'll use
about?
That hammer.
What's this $40,000 hammer thing you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think he's just saying anything. When you look up this Harrier jet thing, I'm going to tell you the thing I told Anthony. Now, you have to let me go through all the ins and outs before you jump in on an original thought on this.
Yeah, I'll hang low on this one because I know more about it.
Yeah, hang low. Well, yeah, hang low, hang in. You know, if you have questions, you do you. Okay. But you know where I'm going because I got to get a few of these points out there.
Okay.
Brendan, when I explain to you my research.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm looking up a Harrier jump jet cost.
Why don't we get Anthony
why
to
don't,
look at Anthony
let
look
me
up
do
there.
That research just because...
because I can't talk
I know,
to you.
I know about
well, I'll
this.
Tell you this. It was you were right. It was closer to your end. When they first came out for the military, it looked like they were somewhere in the 150 million range. But now you can get one for like 20 million.
Still, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's how all technology works like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay off that. We figured it out.
Oh, so we were playing the game. Now I want you guys to play at home, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to walk through all the steps because I've done an extensive amount of research on this. So just try to stay involved. Yeah. I'm going to be taking the mic for a few minutes. That's all I'm saying.
Let me just say this right now.
Yeah.
I will turn off my microphone and give the mic to you for 3 hours. That's how much I trust your ability to carry what needs to be carried.
Okay, it's just information, though.
Yeah, you're good at keeping it going.
Great. I could just not stop talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could tread a lot of water.
Yeah.
I could just...
doesn't seem like you're treading sometimes, though.
I think
you're swimming.
I think if there was a terrorist and the pilot goes, stall him, I'd be great at that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I mean, what kind of haircut is that? I love what you got going. What is it, like a brown hair? Brown hair? Yeah, I'd go to Supercuts, $10. That's not bad. $10.19. See, I could just do it.
Did I ever tell you that, and we'll get back to what you're saying, but you made me think of this, and I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that candid camera story?
No.
The guy who invented candid camera, he was on a flight with his family from New York to Cuba, or some island, the Bahamas or something. It got hijacked, right?
For real?
Got for real hijacked. Everyone on the flight, so the people are kind of freaking out. Then some lady in first class recognizes him, right? Yeah. Everyone on the flight thinks it's candid camera. No one no one will acknowledge they're being hijacked. And he's going, I'm not a lunatic. We're being hijacked. This isn't a prank.
Oh,
and the lady and everyone's like, oh.
Come on.
The terrorist comes out of the cockpit. The whole plane does a standing ovation.
No.
I swear to God. And then, this was back when a hijacker would just take you somewhere. He wasn't blowing up
the plane.
Yeah.
Always Beirut.
They land in Cuba, right? And everyone kind of realizes, like, we've been hijacked, you know?
As
the passengers get out of the plane, every single one looks at the candid camera guy like, fuck you. Like, they blamed him because in their minds they had got happy because they were being hijacked.
Right, and then
they found out they were, and they blamed him. And he's just sitting there like, I didn't,
I just existed.
Let me
ask you this real quick, just to follow up on that question. If you're hijacking a plane to go somewhere, why not just hijack the plane going there? You know, like, don't take a plane to L.A. to Cuba. You get on the Cuban plane and you say, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go.
Or just pay for it. It's not,
Just
go to Cuba.
Buy the ticket.
Yeah. What? I don't understand now.
You're right, man.
No.
All right. Question here now. Let me jump into this now. So the question was, now feel free to jump in, but I'm going to be cutting you off because I got to tell you, because I got to lead you down the river of thought.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
This is nonsensical.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, lead me down the river.
Okay. So the idea here is this. You got to suck a dick for $500.
Mm-hmm.
Would you? But then every other dick after that doubles in money. So the first dick is $500. The second dick is $1,000. Third dick, $2,000. Fourth dick, $4,000. Fifth dick, you know, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. The light answer. Give me a light answer on this. How many dicks do you suck?
Well, I've been faced with similar questions.
Yeah.
Not in a dick sucking term.
Sure.
But I do know that gets to be a lot of money real quick.
Fast.
Yeah, real fast.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't suck that many dicks. I just suck whatever it takes to get to about 20 mil. So.
That's a good answer.
So you go like what? You go like, do you want me to do it out? Or?
No, I'm going to do it out for you.
Do it out. Because it gets quick, man.
I'm going to tell you that my problem now becomes that once I hit a million, 2 million is one more. There's always one more dick. So now I'm not stopping sucking dick.
Right.
Ever in my life. Because you're just making so much money.
So much money. Yeah,
that it's
sure.
Like to ever stop, you're changing countries. So then I said, all right. How much money?
If I can jump in,
sure.
You sort of offhandedly just said you're changing countries.
Yeah, with trillions.
Oh, I see. I see what
dollars.
You meant.
Just
I
like,
thought
here.
You meant you're changing nationalities. Like I just sucked a dick and became Korean. I didn't know what you meant.
That's how many dicks.
Yeah.
No, but you have the money that you could topple regimes.
Sure.
So then
sure.
I say, yeah. So then I call Taco, and Mike, you know my boys, and I go, how much cash is in the world?
Yeah, that you eventually you would pretty quickly run out of the world's money.
$80 trillion.
Yeah.
How many dicks do you think that is?
80 trillion. So 40 trillion. I don't know. 1,000.
37 dicks.
That's it. Wow.
You suck 37 dicks. You have the world's wealth.
That's great. That's great. Hold on, let me do that out.
Well, I mean, Taco did it, so there's no denying that it's right.
Do you have a sheet of
no,
paper?
No. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. It adds
Can
up.
Can I use this paper?
Sorry. Yeah, all right. But I love that you don't trust Taco's man.
I do trust Taco, but I'm a curious man myself. I'm not going to use a new pen. Is
yeah,
that
use
crazy?
A new pen. Use
a
new
a
pen.
New pen.
Yeah. So that's why I just
not a lot of dicks for all the world.
That's a morning of dicks.
I'd say it's probably more than a
what
morning.
Did you get the first dick?
37,
500.
So you're starting with 500.
You're starting with $500 and it doubles.
Yeah, got it. Okay. So you guys talk amongst yourself.
Yeah. So that's it. I just thought that if someone's out there that wants to offer me that, take the deal. Take the deal. You'll have the world's wealth. And then, but then the thing is, when you have all the money, though,
yeah,
people no longer care about money because they have so no money that they go, I don't care about money anymore. Now we just are back into trading and money means nothing. Because they're not going to let
so
one guy have all Because
you're taking, the yeah, right. No one's going to let that happen.
Because the world still has to move on.
Right. Well, also, that's all the world's money. So all the world
cash.
Has to be putting right,
not wealth. You know, there's still jewels and things.
Right, right.
You're not talking.
But
about
they this. Have to be putting up the cash.
Yeah, I think it's a taxing service, where you're taxing the world for this to keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because everyone would have to be putting up this money.
Yeah.
So you could do this.
Keep going.
So you could become the richest. Person, you can have the world's wealth.
See, that's why I think the trick is not to do 37. You got to do 19 dicks,
right?
Because then it keeps just enough money
the
in people's pockets,
yeah,
that they're not questioning it, and then you're still one of the richest people in the world.
How much is 19 dicks?
I don't know. He's doing the math. We'll see where he goes. We'll ask him where that is.
Where are you at now, Brendan?
Let's see. I'm at. Keep talking.
Well, yeah. Real quick, sick of thinking that. Let's just do a real quick shout out. To Mike Hudson came to my show.
Oh, yeah.
This guy Mike Hudson came to my show. First of all, I don't believe he came. He Snapchats me. He says he was there. And then he does say he saw me talking to the younger comic, which is true. I did do.
Yeah.
But there was only 8 people in the crowd. I think I would recognize a Rad Dude member.
Man, we gotta make shirts or hats. Some kind of something for
we
these people.
We need merch. That
you know?
Goes without saying.
Because then they can show up with merch and we'll talk to them for hours on end.
Yeah, oh, hours.
I want to give a shout out to this guy, Peyton. He messaged me after the Comedy Central show.
Oh, really?
And he was real nice.
One more shout out too. I got to give out to this guy. What did he say to you?
He said, "So cool to see someone from my favorite podcast on my favorite show."
What's his favorite show?
Great job. Thank you. That I guess Adam Devine's House Party.
That makes me question how good our show is. If his favorite show is the Adam Devine House Party.
No way.
What's that? That's the offensive. Hell? I'm offended.
Well, Brendan and I are offended.
Any of you seen The Grindr?
And I'm...
Because that's the best show
on TV. Grindr's great, but...
Yeah.
So, Peyton, thank you, man. You seem like a very nice guy.
But also, Peyton, watch more TV. There's better TV out there.
Man.
I think... Kimball. What the hell's Kimball's last name? B. Kimball. Brian Kimball? I always forget his name because of Snapchat, and Snapchat erases. I thought I took a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
I can't remember this guy's name. Let me,
I don't know. Happy birthday, Urge.
Yeah, we're going to get into
that.
Oh,
we're
going to
get into
big.
That.
That's going to be big.
I wish you would have just blown that.
That's going to be big.
I wish you wouldn't have
well,
just
shot that load. Well,
everyone's on their phones. Yeah, because I'm doing some serious math. I should stop now because we got to do a podcast. But I'm already large enough that I confirm Taco because I'm at your 21st by your 21st dick.
Yeah, how many?
You're at 524,288,000.
Oh,
right.
By your 21st, so that's going to start getting big because by your 22nd, you're
right.
a billion, 2 billion. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why it adds up because
yeah,
once
so
you, from the 20
right.
to the 30s,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Do one dick a year.
Yeah.
On your 21st birthday, you're swimming in money.
Okay, now. Onto the
unless you get cancer.
Onto the
Brian Kimball.
Onto the well, it's, wait a second. 21st birthday. You're saying so in your mind, you've started
you
sucking
started
dick as
baby
a
0 one.
Year old.
Yeah, yeah. I hooked my baby up with that dollar.
We've got
you
a whole.
You want to be a rich teen?
We've got a whole raft.
What? How old am I? At 15. How many dicks at 15?
At 15 dicks, you've got $8 million.
Yeah, 15. $8
when
million.
Do you think is the ideal age to have that much money?
How much money?
That's a good question.
So, something like that much money.
$8
what? 500
the
million.
The whole time, man.
What's up?
The whole time. No, here's what I think.
No, no, but just
in all
pick
honesty,
a couple years.
Our age.
34.
Because I think we're sort of formed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think any younger than that, it's a problem. Like, people shit on Justin Bieber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, for being a dick or whatever.
I,
but it's
I,
like,
I agree
wait
with
a
you.
Second. The guy's...
Ben.
The guy's
Ben
filthy
Kimball.
Rich, and no one could tell him no since he was
right.
12.
Right,
like, of course that's... It's going to affect you. Those
of
are
course.
Your developmental years.
Of
like,
course.
You're going to be a egomaniacal...
I have a alternate thing on that, though. Mm. Here's what I think is, if you have a really good parent...
Yeah.
I'm talking... Because we're talking about Alexander the Great here, right? You get that kid philosophers. You get him. His education is going to be that money means nothing. So then he can start at changing the world. You know?
Here's the problem with that. I think you're right. That's a great idea. And hopefully that's the case. But what happens when these children become money-making machines for the people around them? They get to a point where they can essentially say, hey, get my mom off my back.
That's the thing.
Get her away from me.
The
you
money
know,
has
like,
to come
from
they're
right, making
right, right.
hundreds of million dollars
right.
for people. People will cater to you if you're like, hey, I don't really want my mom coming on this next tour. Can
that's
we figure
what I'm
out
saying.
A way
old
around
money.
That? You know?
Old money is good because the parents are in control.
I love the idea of old money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Know? Yeah.
So now we've got, let's get to the, what are you doing?
It's Ben Kimball. He's on the pod. He's just
that's
showing
him?
His face.
He looks like you.
He does kind of look like me.
So, here's the juice of today's episode. Right?
Yeah.
We've got a lot of viewer questions here.
Yeah.
And
I
solicited some questions on Twitter, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we got a lot in there. But first.
Wait, real quick. Let me just tell them that Ben Kimball just showed up on the podcast. He showed up on Snapchat. That's why people probably want to
okay.
know what we were talking about.
But
a lot
first
of questions.
Things first.
Sorry, ADD.
Today or yesterday, I can't remember which, is the birthday of Urge. RJ.
RJ Mira.
One of our top fans, really up there with some of the greats. He's been good to us since day one.
Yeah.
And Katie Mears.
Katie Mears. Of course, a lot of great. Now we have a lot of great fans. There's a lot in the club now.
Yeah.
But, man, happy birthday, buddy. We appreciate you listening. If we had T-shirts, we'd send you out one. We don't have T-shirts, so if you could send us a T-shirt. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But do you guys have any messages for Urge on his birthday?
No.
Cool.
No.
That's a nice move.
Urge, happy birthday. Thanks so much for listening. Love all those Snapchats of you playing Beer Cup or whatever the hell that game is with all your friends.
Yeah, they're playing.
On the beach.
He plays a game of like Flip Cup, but it's like beer pong and Flip Cup mixed. He's just bouncing a ball into a cup.
Yeah.
from right next to it.
Yeah, I know. I saw it for a little bit. I couldn't figure it out.
Urge birthday message?
I hope he doesn't. I'll be honest with you. I hope he doesn't die. I've been in my mind thinking that I'd be really upset if he died, and that could be a situation I could see happening in my life.
Urge is too responsible.
I think
no,
he is.
Urge is a good guy. He wouldn't do that.
No, but not from like he gets some disease or something like. You know, like, you know, Michael, you know, lefty hand syndrome or something where
lefty hand.
Where he gets a virus that no one can help.
I'll say Urge is a good diet because that guy poops a decent amount.
Right, but.
I'll say that.
He does.
Greg, this is not a great birthday message. I got to say. And I do respect that your worry is coming from a place of caring about him.
I worry about everybody.
But that's, I think on a guy's birthday, you got to keep it inside that you're worried he might die.
Well, I don't think he will die. I just hope he doesn't.
Well, we all die.
We're all going to die. I hope Urge
doesn't
die.
So far as we know, I have no proof that I'll die.
No evidence of death.
Yeah. But I've seen it happen to other people. Mm. Now, questions.
Yeah.
What order do you want me to take these in? Okay, we got Twitter. We got our good friend Dan Perlman sent us kind of three big ones.
Perlman in
between.
Okay,
let's start on Twitter.
Yeah, do a mix.
Let's start on Twitter because the Twitter are pretty straightforward, right? They're pretty easy. I think we can ramp through those pretty quick. Tony Lazarich at Tony Laz 6 writes, how many people would it take to beat a bear to death? Well, you're under the assumption that all people are equal, okay? I'd say if you got two of the right people,
yeah,
they could possibly beat a bear to death. Say Andre the Giant and Mike Tyson
right.
could maybe beat a bear to death.
Right,
they'd
right.
sustain considerable damage.
Is a bear fighting back?
For sake of argument, I'd say we're talking about a real deal, a fucking grizzly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I could beat a baby bear to death.
Yeah.
You know, one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. A bear, though?
Dude, I don't know, man. Those claws are vicious.
Yeah, but.
Tyson's got to get a real punch.
Yeah.
You got to close your eyes the whole time because they'll gouge out your eye.
Dude, a bear could take a bullet to the face and not die.
Yeah, so, okay, so say
That's
we're.
That's wild.
Say we're, yeah. say we're. Say then we're just talking about regular average dudes. To beat a bear to death, I would say 35 people. And out of those 35, I'd say 25 are going
to
die.
Also, too, you have to take into account what these people are fighting for.
Like, yes. Oh, interesting.
When we beat the British, part of the reason that we won is because we had a reason to be in the fight. The British really didn't even want to fight.
Yeah.
So before you get into the fight with the bear, you show these guys a picture of, you know, maybe their loved one being fucked by their boss. So get them real riled
by the bear?
Up. Oh, by a bear. That's even better.
Yeah, because they go, I don't need to beat the bear. You got to go up to the boss.
Yeah.
You leave the fight.
Yeah, that's a good point. that's fun.
Yeah.
The very idea that I thought we would get through more of two of these.
That's
more
what
than
I said. I mean, there's going to be no way.
Okay,
we'll get through, but go ahead.
So let's check out then. We say.
Well, I want to talk about
okay, yeah, you get your thing in. I'm sorry.
Also, Anthony didn't finish.
I know, but can't you see? I got very anxious. All of a sudden, I realized.
We got time.
We got hundreds of questions. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say.
We got a bunch of episodes. We can always do these for the next episode.
You guys are smart. I'm
sorry. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. You really rile these people up to get them thinking that the bears are. A bear fucked this guy's wife.
Yeah.
And then they really go after the bear.
So give the answer. If they're riled.
One guy.
one
guy who's mad enough.
One man.
He just
one
told
the
me,
right man.
He just
one?
Told me Mike Tyson
now.
And Andre the Giant couldn't beat a bear.
Now.
But one riled average man could.
One hot-blooded Italian who just saw a bear look at his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think I could beat a bear. If he comes at me, like I'm a hot-blooded Italian.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
and
true.
I protect Tita. He opens his mouth. What you do is you don't back off. You go straight fist into his mouth and rip his tongue out. Now, you're going to get bloody, right? When you're ripping his tongue out, and then you just, if you can go up into his sinuses, you could pull on his brain. He's
okay.
dead.
Okay, so Tony, if I could clarify the answer, how many people would it take to beat a bear
also,
to death is 35 people, or possibly Mike Tyson or Andre the Giant, and Andre the Giant, or one hot-blooded Italian whose woman has been insulted, or Greg, which is an example of the hot-blooded Italian.
Yeah. Also, too... Do they have weapons?
Plastique.
What's
if I got
plastique
that's an explosive. That's they don't have weapons.
Yeah. All right, so
he
this is bear. This is bear hand. And now, are we in the bear's arena or are we in my arena?
What's a bear's
your arena? Yeah, what's both
you
know, of these?
Actually, bear's arena, the forest. What is Anthony's arena? Your room.
I spent a lot of time in my room.
Yeah.
So I know the ins and outs of that thing.
Yeah, but that's gonna be tough. That's close quarters. You can't get a run up. That a bear is good. A good close quarter fighter.
Not if you're super close in his mouth, ripping out his brain through his sinuses.
Yeah, but I know, like, for example, under my bed is dusty.
Yeah.
The bear doesn't know that. So if I go under the bed, he'll get some dust in him. And there's a lot of shoes in there. And dogs
dust
like eating shoes. I don't know what bears like eating, but I assume they're a lot like dogs, where if they see a leather shoe, they'll probably chomp down on that.
Yeah.
And that gives me ample time.
Also, you might just get a bear that's full, like, that doesn't want to fight.
No, the bear wants to fight.
Right.
Because he wants
that's
to fight
the other
me.
Thing too.
Also, how many days of preparation do I have? That's huge.
Yeah.
If I got one day of preparation, I'm cutting the tips of my fingers off, and I'm sharpening the bone into blades. Now we both have bear claws. And the first thing I do is stick my finger right through his eye, again, going for the brain. You mangle a boy's brain, he's not going to fight you
yeah,
very good.
You're right about that.
Man, imagine that.
Rip his testicles
They told
off.
You you have one day to fight a bear. Like, what's that day before like?
Yeah.
Well, you got to do what Greg said. You got to cut your you spend most of it cutting your fingers off and sharpening the bones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I think that takes a, like, that's a lot of pain. You're going to pass
blood
out
loss.
From the surgery and stuff like that.
When you're
going to spend most of the day sleeping. And you're going to wake up to being eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
What
doing.
Would you do with that day before?
You'd almost
you
have
wake
to,
up
like,
infected with a big infections.
I think in all honesty, you'd have to, because in one day, there's very little time
there's
to do
very little
kind of physical
prep work,
preparation.
Yeah.
You'd almost have to be like, I got to contact a bear expert. What
yeah.
is their weak spot?
Right, right,
like,
right.
Do
right.
I maybe go, like, give them a, like, cool, 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 cool.
Right.
Or, like, lure them in with bear
Stand
talk.
Down. Stand down, bear. Stand down.
That's what people say. They tell you to do goofy stuff like that.
No, they don't. Who does?
Yeah, that's what they tell you to
that's
do.
Who
they,
has what? Told you to do goofy stuff to a bear?
No, it's true. You go like,
yeah.
Oh, wah, wah, wah,
yes.
wah, wah. And
yes.
you wave, you make your
back,
bigger.
Back, bear. Back.
They don't like loud noises.
They don't like loud noises. They don't like loud noises. They don't like loud noises, and they're intimidated by confidence.
Can I raise my hand?
You don't even have to.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Here's
always been an open forum.
Let me say this. If I got to fight a bear, first thing I do with a bullet to the head is I befriend the bear, because bears don't like when you're around their children, right?
Oh,
it's a
that's
big
yes,
thing.
That's
so
a big
I
thing
say,
with that.
Your children, what about my children? You're around my kids. I get how you feel, right? And then that
yeah.
bear is
yeah.
going to be like, yeah, we're just protectors.
Yeah.
We're just protectors. Then I'm going to ride this bear, right?
Cool.
Then after we're friends,
mm.
I cut its throat.
Cut its fucking throat.
And I cry because we've been friends
yeah,
for
why
years.
Just
oh,
stay
that's
friends,
sweet.
Though.
No, because it's got to understand that I've always put the rad dude cast first.
Oh, yeah.
And so like even that. Though I've had a 20-year relationship with a bear named Bobo.
It's 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years
is
going on.
Snuggling. We got a dog.
Yeah.
We got a lawn.
You and the bear have a pet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then one night he wakes up and I go, night, night, motherfucker. And
this
I just
is,
cut his throat with a razor blade.
This is sort of like a, what you have done, what you have just described is a real opposite Siegfried and Roy situation. He was,
yeah.
Roy was friends with that tiger his
yeah.
whole life.
Yes.
And the tiger turned, man.
Yeah.
The tiger turned.
Yeah.
Doing that that's exactly right. They've been doing that for 400 years.
Yeah.
My people have been getting eaten by bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I ever tell you, I talked about this in the, I think, before.
Doesn't
my
matter,
Jason,
no one remembers.
My Jason idea?
No.
Jason.
Because I was deathly afraid of Friday the 13th and Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I watched all the movies to learn more about him.
Yeah.
So that if he ever came.
Smart.
Because everyone would get killed because they didn't understand Jason.
Yeah.
So if I could know everything about him, if he ever did come to get me, I could really talk to him.
And how old were you?
I was young. I was probably, I don't know, 20. 8, 10.
The idea that you were...
Somewhere in there.
It's a very curious mix that you were smart enough
yeah.
to be
yeah.
like, I'm going to do some pretty intense research, really
right.
find out everything.
Right.
But not smart enough to be
the
like,
he's not real.
He's
not real.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
You learned everything except the actor's name. You turn it off right before the credits. Just kill the actor. Kill Jason.
next question comes to us from
Benit. 10 questions.
It's at Hello Benit on Twitter. At
Benit, I love Benit. She's great.
Who's Benit?
She's one of the followers.
Friend, yeah, fan.
Oh, how about
she says, what's your favorite flavor
cool,
of
dude.
Ice cream?
What's
favorite flavor of ice cream? I'll mix it up. I like a Blizzard from Dairy Queen. I love soft serve, man. I like an Oreo Blizzard.
Yeah.
Get me an Oreo Blizzard. Now I'm off that. I'm trying to lose 85 pounds.
Yeah.
I like an Oreo Blizzard.
Man,
you
just go big, don't you?
Got it. Go big or
85 pounds.
Yeah.
What is your this is your
ice cream? Well,
yeah.
I like a variety. I standard vanilla, which is crazy, but
not vanilla bean.
No, I don't like vanilla bean.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You think you know somebody?
No, I don't like vanilla bean. I like vanilla, and then a lot of people are doing great stuff right now. Yeah. Ben and Jerry's, obviously, they're always doing great stuff. Haagen-Dazs I don't like as much because I saw Ben or Jerry speak at my school in college, and he talked about how mean Haagen-Dazs is. So I've never had Haagen-Dazs since then, even though I loved them as
now
a kid.
I've never had. Now I'll never
so
have it again.
Much.
I'll never. Question, difference between vanilla and vanilla bean. I don't know. Is vanilla bean the stuff with the flex?
Yeah. It's got black flex in it.
Okay. Yeah.
I think
I like that.
It's the best. Continue, Anthony.
And then... what were we talking about?
Ice cream flavors. Can't believe that derailed you with one question
about the thing.
What you were saying.
No, because I was on a real roll and I saw...
I'm sorry, dude.
No, sometimes I think,
okay, it's my goal to try and guide and move along, but sometimes I get carried away and I interrupt. Fine.
We're three interrupters in this podcast.
No, you're not. You guys don't interrupt. You listen like gentlemen.
I interrupt all the time.
Anthony, well, that's the only microphone we have that you just threw on the floor and broke. Now the Rad Dude cast is over. Brendan just broke them out of rage. And his defense, he did buy them.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I hate myself. Totally. I didn't even let you speak.
Yeah, it worked.
Like an
animal. I'm not even mad. I don't care at all.
About what?
The interruption.
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't even see that you interrupted.
How about we do a hand signal? I just interrupted you.
Oh,
we do a hand signal it is something you have to say. If it's an immediate joke, one.
Yeah.
Like if you got, I got an immediate joke, it's quick, one.
Yeah.
New subject, three. Extend on the subject, two.
This is so complicated.
Okay, so it's...
No.
Now, here you go. One finger means quick line.
Okay.
And we all stop.
That's fine.
Emergency. Ha! Perfect. Two is...
No, I have one.
The line.
Oh. I thought you were testing.
No. So, here's the thing, though. Like, as in baseball. No, I'm doing my line.
And I have one line on your line.
You can't interrupt a line with a line.
Yeah, but he has to get through his line first.
Yeah, I
got to
get through my line. Then I say, after I'm done with my line, I say, and we got a next line coming from Greg. No, my line is this. Like, as in baseball, we got to worry about people stealing our signs. So, do the sign, but only count. You got to do... two fake signs and then the sign you actually mean. Because otherwise there's guys stealing our signs. They know what's coming. Do a couple of those. Do this. Pat your head. Then give the number.
Okay, yeah. That sounds funny and I love that for the bit. But for real life, I think this might be a fun thing to try.
Okay.
See, I did a sign.
Yeah,
no,
but
knows.
I don't know if that's a fake.
I don't know. One means quick interruption. Two means I want to extend on that of a great point. Three means I'm changing the subject.
Okay. One.
If I cross out the throat, means stop. You're talking about pedophiles, and I don't feel comfortable.
Okay, Brendan's got two fingers up.
Two fingers up is an extend on the subject.
Okay.
Yes.
But Anthony was also already extending on the subject.
No, Anthony said his favorite.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
No.
What are we talking?
I'm bringing it back to ice cream.
Oh, we're going back to ice cream.
I thought signs was an aside.
Bring it back as a circle. If you're bringing it back to the original topic, you're bringing it back.
Okay, can I bring it back?
A whirlwind.
And then, here's the thing. I'll do the whirlwind.
Five means let him finish.
I'll do the whirlwind to you guys.
Let him finish.
That's the thing.
If you do 10,
yeah,
that means I'm going to scream the N-word.
Well, don't do that.
No, you just scream it.
Don't do that. No, I say don't
do that. No, so everyone knows what's coming.
No, I don't want that.
Enigma?
Well, then don't do it.
Don't say that.
Why? It's an enigma. Edward Nigma.
No. Don't say that.
That's an N word.
I know, but you're clearly trying to say half of the word and confuse it with enigma.
No, I wasn't.
Edward
Nigma.
So what's your favorite ice cream?
That's a hard question because it really depends on my feeling of the day. I like to do chubby hubby. I like salt and sweet. I love a pretzel. Yeah. I love a pretzel with like some kind of thing. I think Chubby Hubby is the one. I think that's just my all time favorite with a bullet to the head.
Mm.
Anthony. And I'm going to be the guy who calls on people from now on. What? That is my new rule.
Cool.
Okay.
What's two or three?
Anthony. Anthony.
What's two or three?
What?
What's two or
no.
three?
No fingers mean anything.
Okay, fine.
Brendan, go.
You can't. Why are you the guy?
Because it's fun.
I just had a chance.
Hold on.
Brendan, go. Anthony,
he's
go.
Anthony.
No, I'm Anthony.
Go.
Okay. Rum raisin. How do you guys feel about that?
Ugh, I feel
see,
gross.
That's a three. That's a changing. You're staying on
subject. I
didn't know
that's why I was doing the finger thing because oh. I didn't know which was which.
My bad. My bad.
Do rum
have
raisin.
Any idea what we're doing?
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Come on.
All right.
Ugh. I hate raisins. I don't like.
Wrap it up.
What's wrap it up? Oh, does wrap it up just mean wrap it up?
Wrap it up
oh,
means.
Oh, that is a Felix hurt.
No, no.
That's I mean, enough up. Out of you. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
You're doing a last. That's not even a wrap up.
Now that means bring it back.
I'm pointing to my clock. Time.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Time.
I'll light you with my cell phone.
Okay. Next question.
Podcast.
Coming at us.
This has gone very strict now.
No, no.
I,
but
don't like
I meant
it.
Wrap up the question, not what you're saying.
This means stop it.
I'll just cut everyone's mics. That's what I'll do.
I'm doing a cut it noise.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Graham Grace at Graham Grace.
Graham.
Well, I actually
Graham Grace.
At Graham Grace on Twitter.
Whirlwind, Connecticut.
No, he's from Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
From Cleveland Heights.
He writes, is my friend Zach gay? We're all cool with it if he is, but is it appropriate to have an intervention?
Can I get the first tips
no
on this?
No more signals. Let's go back to old
we
school.
We all know who is the master of this question. Anthony is to ice cream as I am into sexual confusion, which is your friend Zach gay? My friend, we are all not gay. We all, and I said this one time, I said it 1,000 times. You just haven't met the right guy yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, just you haven't found a guy yet who turns you on.
Right. So your answer to him about his friend Zach is that no, Graham, you are in fact also gay.
We are all gay.
We're all gay.
We're all right. We're all water in the ocean, but we have no skin. We're all fluid. We're all one with the surrounding beings. Every man
an
should
intervention?
Be in
oh,
another man.
Absolutely have an intervention. Oh, yeah. If that's your instinct. Oh, yeah. Do that.
Tell him to send me a picture of his dick. I'll tell him if he's gay.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Cam,
intervention.
At Cameron.
And if he's not, it's the most awkward situation imaginable.
Then do him.
And even if he is, that's even worse.
Maybe, how about this? Can I say this? One, here's
this
a one finger.
And all
maybe he's not gay. Maybe he is. Maybe what he is a guy who is gay but never admits him. Let him be him.
Yeah, yeah. Let
him leave
be everyone
a guy
alone.
Who is gay and never gets in touch with it.
Or
that's who he is.
Whatever you want, really.
yeah.
Whatever you want. This one's specifically for Anthony, and I think it doesn't require a whole lot of. A long discussion, but I think it's a great question.
With Anthony.
At Cameron,
specifically for me.
At Cameron L. Mayer
Cameron
on Twitter. At
L.
Cam,
Mayer.
He's like a Spanish mayor. El Mayer.
The mayor in Spanish. Yeah, I love that.
Inido fix the sidewalk.
Wow.
In the community.
That's a thing that's going to get us. That's one of those things where someone goes, that's racist.
Probably
I don't know. It's not racist. To me. Nothing is racist to me.
Yeah, I just because
I'm everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I
know I think that was racist.
I never raised him from Earth.
When will it? Well, I think it was. Yeah. I need to fix the sidewalk in the community. Yes, that's racist. First
that
of all, why
is
he speaking English?
I don't know.
That, my friend, is
think
the stereotype.
Yeah, yeah, I can't believe I said I think it's racist.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's borderline. When will Anthony release another This Week in Fashion?
Wow.
Wow. Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. I don't know, but since you asked, I'll do it as soon as possible.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Ben Kimball.
Did you shout him out?
Will y'all ever have? I'll say it like I think he talks because he said y'all.
Now this is fucked up. What the hell? Well, Brendan for this.
Will y'all ever have a call-in segment? RJ got nothing on me. I'm the biggest fan.
Well, if you're the biggest fan, you'd know that we had a call-in segment.
Yeah. We kind of. I don't know if we stopped. knowing how to hook up our phone?
Yes.
Or what happened?
Yeah.
All the technology exists. I just forgot how to do it.
I will say that was the one thing on this podcast that we were so excited about that we did once, never even came close to doing it again.
Because
you remember what happened?
Yep.
We called Tony Scholes.
Yeah.
During his mom.
Yeah, his mom had died. Or
oh, my God.
Oh, that was
I couldn't, Greg. When you did that, I was like,
I didn't know.
I can't.
I didn't know.
Oh, man.
But we did have a great call. We had a great call with Greg's dad.
Remember Greg's dad said,
not
good in the hospital.
Not good.
My mom is dying.
I was like,
well, that's
you're live on the air
in rad dude chest style, calling a guy when his mom's dying.
Oh my God.
Well, we gotta go.
At Eric from at Tim underscore end underscore Eric. Probably
Tim.
Probably not the actual Eric. Probably not
Eric
the Eric
underscore
from Tim and Eric.
Tim.
Probably not Eric Wareheim. Not verified here. But he says, how much of a quality / quantity is fuck? For example, fast as fuck, hot as fuck,
ooh, hang on.
Rich
okay.
as fuck.
We got to slow down for this. Let's think about this.
Fast as fuck, hot as fuck, rich as fuck, etc. Now, can I take this, or are we going to go? Who wants first?
You.
I think this is a context-based. There's no given quantity or quality of fuck.
Yeah,
it's really like in context with whatever you're saying. For instance, if I were to say that turtle is fast as fuck, or that car is fast as fuck, right? Fuck, in that instance, means two very different speeds.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not quantifiable.
Okay.
It's context.
So that
makes sense. So it's basically like fuck in that instance. Greg,
can I add with this?
Yeah, go.
Perfect. Like exactly you're saying, it's hot as fuck right now, 96 degrees. The sun, hot as fuck, not the same temperature.
Exactly.
Right.
It's context-based.
Yeah.
That 97-year-old woman, hot as fuck. That 22-year-old supermodel, hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Both equally hot in that case.
Yeah.
Fuck means
one thing. Means I promise to get in and get out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in and get out, let you right back. That's what one means.
Oh, right. We're going
to. So, yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys know AF meant as fuck on the internet and stuff?
I don't know
I found
those.
That out a couple weeks ago.
Dude, now people are saying this stuff. I see TFW, TBH. I don't know any of it.
Man.
I don't know any of it.
Well, I don't talk to people on the internet.
By the way, I heard the Batman Superman movie stunk.
Yeah, but everyone's going to say anything.
Okay.
Everyone is going to say anything. Which brings us to Ryan Nutter, another big fan.
Ryan Nutter!
At Nutter Lax. At Nutter Lax said.
That's not the guy we worked for, right?
No.
Who's that guy?
That's Ryan Nantel. He's another great fan.
No, I love Ryan Nantel, but I thought that
Ryan Nutter
was a fun spin on his name.
So he's. Ryan Nutter suggests this as a buzz in. But we're not going to do a buzz-in because we don't have a quiz today. But he says, a short description / intro / commercial for a porno with porn star names. Anthony, start us off. We'll do a quick 20 to 30-second porno commercial with all three of us. He wants to hear a commercial or an intro or a description.
Everyone do their own. Everyone do their own.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan Calhoun.
Cool.
I don't understand what's going on.
Well, describe the porno, Ryan Calhoun.
Oh, I'm supposed to. I thought we were just doing names roundabout.
Yeah.
I have
to describe a porno.
Yeah.
And then give a name to the people in it.
Well, you just kind of do a commercial, whatever you want for it.
Oh, okay. Something about a jizz rag.
Cool. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Come on down with the dicks are big. The dicks are big in my old mouth hand.
Oh,
I see.
That's great. I see what's happening now. I didn't know what was happening.
I don't know.
That's great.
I'll do mine.
That wasn't great.
Hey there, boys.
Oh, cool.
I'm long pussy lips. Ooh. Susan. And I got them long. I got them long pussy lips.
Oh, my God. Are you jerking off?
Why don't you log into my website and see my latest video where I hang a 5-pound hand weight from my pussy lips, stretch them all down to my knees, maybe get down to my ankles.
Everyone else's commercial's been second long.
You can wear my
I got another
you
one
can wear
oh
my
God.
Pussy lips like
this is
a
gross.
Like a shroud wrapped around your face, all about your face, cover your face from the elements. You in a sandstorm, use my long old pussy. pussy lips. Cover your nose.
What is this a commercial for?
This person's pussy.
Yeah, it's
vagina.
A long.
You guys did the assignment. F minus on both of you.
It's a long.
I got a new one, though.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
Hello.
Stop it.
This
because
is Mickey Milios, and I am a talking vagina. Yes, I know a lot of words like cabinet.
Wrap all this up.
Literacy.
I don't care who's laughing.
I know where Egypt is. This is Mickey Milios talking vagina.
Pick up that mixtape today. Mickey Milios talking vagina. He knows where Egypt
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know all the words.
Yeah, like literacy and cabinet.
Literacy and cabinet. I need to go to Egypt to pick up a cabinet, and I can read when I go over there.
Are you trying to come? Get this tape.
Yeah, what else do you guys want to know? One time I saw a television show in 1983.
He saw a television show in 1983. Yeah. Get in there.
Yeah.
He's going to make you come.
Yeah.
Man, this is a different podcast. We got these headphones on. It hurts.
Okay.
That was great. That's hilarious. I'm sorry that I was making a fake.
No, that's fine.
But that came in loud.
It was a shredding voice.
Shredding voice.
I understand.
Very funny. I'm going to have to listen to that on the replay. That really came in loud.
At Gary Warner 95 says, what's the closest you've came to saving someone's life? I've pulled people out of the street several times.
What? They're just in the street and you pull them out?
Yeah. People that aren't friends that have almost walked in front of cars and I've been like, you got to pay attention, man. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
What else have I done? I think I've saved several people's lives, but I don't remember. But I'd say a bunch. Greg, closest you've come?
I've saved a few people's lives for real, for real. Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
But like actual story, not joke story?
Yeah.
Few in the ER, classic. But that's under the guise of a paycheck, so I don't count those. Yeah. But I saved a lady's life at a Beastie Boys concert.
What happened?
I was back when I was straight edge. This is like too serious of a story. Back when I was straight edge, I went with Mark Musto. Remember Mark Musto?
Yeah.
To go see this band. They ended up sitting to see the Beastie Boys, Tribe Called Quest last concert. Everyone got drunk. I was straight edge. I was with these two girls.
I saw that tour. Beastie Boys Tribe.
Yeah, it was when the Intergalactic
came out. Yeah, I saw that tour.
Yeah. Girl starts throwing up, and then they're like drunk and acting crazy, and they're throwing up all over me, and they're throwing up all over each other, and then one passes out, and then I'm just like, thank God she's finally passing out. She starts just gagging, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I stick my finger in her mouth. She had vomit in her tongue. She was like sucking back on her tongue. So I cleared her passageway. Then I had to pick her up, carry her down to the thing. I vomit all over me. And I told you, they never told you this story? They put me in this VIP. They bring me into this like VIP weird entrance. Because I was waiting for them to come. This black guy walks by me. And he goes, damn, so what happened to you? However you talked. And
oh, man.
Well, no, but he had like a, that's not.
Damn, whatever he said.
Damn, player, what the flim flam happened to
no,
you,
that's
Sam?
Not exactly. You'll get it when the story comes to fruition. And the girl, I was like, I know this guy. Where are you from, man? I saw you from Sears. What do you work at? You come to Sears?
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I don't work at Sears. You know, he goes, I don't shop at Sears.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why do I know this guy? My mom comes, bring me clothes. That guy, he goes over to the girl. They whisper. He's like, whatever. Walks by. Mike D walks by this private entrance from the BC Boys. He goes, yeah, what up? I was like, holy shit, Mike D, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Guy was like, fingers him off. Goes, hey, what's up? They leave. The girl then takes me down after this is, I get all my clothes. She puts me in the front row of the concert. And I'm like, who the fuck was that guy? He must be like, whatever. BC Boys come on stage. And they were like, ladies and gentlemen, you know, make them noise, blah, blah, blah. Keep it going for our, you know, our friends, Run DMC.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I think it was Jam Master Jay.
Jam Master Jay.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool, man. So Greg's actually saved a life.
Yeah.
Many a life, actually.
Yeah, I've saved a lot of them.
What have you done?
No, here we go. No, I'm ready.
No, this is, that's how I met my mom.
That's how
what?
No sentence has ever started that way.
What?
Yeah, tell us.
No, I was just ready to jump off a bridge, and I came on there, and I went, I'll do it, lady. She goes, my son. And I went, you're goddamn right.
Okay.
And we went home.
Now we're moved on to Facebook. Urge. Now, here's the thing.
Can we dwell? That's how I met my mom. How? 12? She was on a bridge. Hey, what's doing, lady?
Don't do it,
Let's
lady.
Go home.
Let's go home. You're my mom.
You're my mom.
And could be true. I don't know.
Family's weird.
Onto the Facebook question. Now, here's the thing that I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do for anyone else, all but right. It's RJ's birthday. I wouldn't. If most times I would skip over this question,
yeah,
because I'm not really interested. But it's RJ's birthday. What Urge wants us to do is he's posted a YouTube link. We have not watched this beforehand because he says in his comment, "Don't watch this beforehand."
Why don't we put it on the big screen?
What the, you just pointed to the wall. You legitimately put it on the big screen and pointed to a blue wall, my concrete wall. There's not a television in this room.
This is so
there's not a television in this room. What were you thinking?
So, Urge wants us to.
I just said. I don't know.
Maybe the mirror. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought that what would happen.
Let me keep talking. There's an ad on
you
the video.
You made me think I'm in a different world. Like there was a TV, and now it's kind of Matrix.
It's crazy.
Thing.
Why don't we play it on the big screen? You're pointed to the corner of Greg's bedroom. It's a wall.
There's not a television or projector in this room.
So the name of this video that we're about to watch, I don't even
put it
remember.
On the big screen.
All right, let's all watch it.
I'm just calling you back.
I love this. This is the best. I showed him this video.
Hello.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a funny YouTube video. I'm the king of YouTube.
What is this?
And it's a car is driving by every time she makes that noise.
And I know you're done, so when you get this, can you call me back?
every time she says, they show cars.
Yeah, that used to be whales. This is an old YouTube video.
Oh, man, not a YouTube video will slip by Greg.
No,
this guy is a curator of the internet.
Well, my favorite is when him and his brother, who's awesome, Joey Stone,
yeah,
get into sharing stuff back and forth with each other. It's just like, look at this, cat that's friends with a dog.
Oh yeah, it's like Tosh.0.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only guy who's seen videos before me.
Yeah, you guys, it's a.
I got YouTube new uploads. Remarkable. They send me an email. They go, "Here's all the videos that were uploaded today." Yeah. I spend the whole morning watching them.
Yeah, you too. Love to
and then, since it's Urge's birthday, we'll let him get away with. He says, "What do you think of that video?" I think it's funny. I mean,
it's funny.
Not a great contribution, but it's your birthday. First question, he wants to know, what is your guilty pleasure? Something you're really not proud of. Anything? I mean, I've
leather.
Eating.
What's the dirtiest thing?
I have eating problems, man. I'm a glutton. I'm doing real well lately, but I do. I eat a lot, man. I got problems.
Ooh, what I was gonna say was way weirder.
Yeah, I mean, I do some grimy sex stuff too.
What's the grimiest sex thing you'd ever want to do?
Want to do?
Or do?
Want to do?
I don't really want to talk about that. I try and keep this podcast pretty PG.
I want to do.
What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know. I like to trap people. I'm into trap sex. You ever have that? You trap them? Yeah, you gotta be around like a some kind of closet or locked car. And then you go, "Hey, we're gonna go to Dunkin' Donuts." Lock, 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 lock. Let's get it on.
Never do trap sex.
And if they don't speak English, you don't know what they're saying.
Lydia asked question I've been asking since the beginning.
Yeah.
Lydia? Our Lydia?
Yeah, our Lydia. Why does Anthony burp so much?
Hey, come on.
Is it clinical? But he's been better lately.
Yeah.
Remember, at the beginning, I would get people messaging me, "This podcast is unlistenable because Anthony burps every 3 seconds." And he has been a lot better.
He used to, like, eat ferociously. He used to make, as a sound guy, he was my worst nightmare.
One time in the headphones, I said, "Oh, Anthony's eating a sandwich." I looked over, he wasn't eating anything. That was just the noise coming. Yeah.
He's like a goddamn camel. This guy just lifting it up. Oh, we're well over the hour. 53.
Oh, shit. We're jammed.
No, we don't. We'll just do a longer one.
Okay, then next episode we'll get to Perlman's questions. Because Perlman wrote this series of, like, intense questions.
All right, why don't we just do two episodes?
Because I got to
play basketball.
Anthony's got to play basketball.
We got to play basketball.
Yeah, I get it, but the podcast. We get two in a week?
Andrew Collins
says, "How happy would the fans be?"
Can any of you dye your hair blonde?
I did.
Greg did.
My stepfather walked right in the room and said, "So you're a faggot now." when I dyed my hair in eighth grade.
6 months ago.
Yeah, literally, eighth grade, dyed my hair blonde. I was like, I hope this is okay. He goes, "You're a faggot now." My brother said, "What are you in, 3'11? I know, my brother did it for me.
Yeah.
Burned my scalp.
And then made fun of you. He did it for you and then said, "What are you in, 3'11? Yeah. You did this."
Somebody made fun of me for 3'11.
Connor Knight asks a three-parter.
Three-parter on Twitter. Good for
what
him,
is the meaning? No, this one, now we're on Facebook. What is the meaning of life?
Sex.
Okay, sex, you say?
Yep.
Sexual pleasures.
Trapping an immigrant in a car.
Trap sex. Trap sex.
And trap sex.
If a person slept with a prostitute and didn't pay for it, would it be theft or rape?
Ooh. Well, depends if she's trapped.
Ah.
Because it could be trap
it would be
sex.
Theft. It's not rape because she's willingly doing the sex because she thinks there's money at the end. It's disingenuous, certainly. But I don't think it's rape.
Rape means you say no.
Yeah. She didn't say no. She's saying no after because
she wants
the money.
That's a very good question.
But no, it's not a good question because pay your fucking prostitutes out there. They
of
just
course
gave
pay
you
a prostitute.
One of the greatest services a person can be given.
No, that opens up a whole thing to what if someone says, "I'll have sex with you," and then you go, because if it's rape, and then you go, "Oh, I'll have sex with you because I'm looking to be in a relationship," and then you go, "I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore."
Yeah, or like,
well, then that was rape.
Or now. Like, let's have. Hey, are you Mark Ruffalo? Yeah, I am. Let's have sex afterwards. No, I'm not Mark Ruffalo.
Is that rape?
Is that rape? No, I don't think it is. It's shadiness.
Shitty.
It's
third,
shitty.
Third wave rape.
Third wave.
Yeah,
it's what I like to call doing what you got to do.
Okay, and then his final question is, why do people still think it's funny to say, quote, "It's 5 o'clock somewhere," end quote, when they see me drinking at 10:30 a.m.? Like, I understand it's still morning, I have a problem, and the last thing I want to hear is a middle-aged man reminding me that what I'm doing is socially unacceptable. Okay, first
that's
of all...
Oh, boy, we got it.
Yeah, don't...
That's not a question.
Yeah, don't
that's
do that
bit,
around an old
admission.
Man.
That's an admission of having a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's also true. There's a lot in that that's in there.
We like to say man like man
drink
like
away, that's what I say.
Oh, I know
that's
what
not the right answer.
I got an answer. I got an answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's my answer. When they say that, what you should say is, "Not here, bro. It's 10:30 here. And
yeah.
I'm fucking drunk."
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I drink at night, I like to say it's 9 a.m. somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but this guy might if you have a like if you think you have a problem, you should think about getting some help.
I mean, look, as someone who's gone through that, if you really do think you have a problem, Greg's right. There's ways to deal with it. You can get it. I don't know. I think this is more joking.
Call Brendan. Here's his phone number.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
give them my phone number. Give me a call.
Jared Apfel says, "I accidentally sat on a toilet that had a little bit of pee on the seat. What do I do now?" Nothing.
Yeah, I always pee on. I always sit on pee.
Yeah.
I pee on the seat first, and then I sit on it.
I swear. Yeah. Well, I turn.
Instead of using one of those wraps, you just piss all over the seat.
Yeah,
yeah, lube it up.
Yep.
When I turned 30, I said I'm not cleaning seats anymore. I don't care. Whatever diseases I get from sitting on it, I'm sitting on it.
There's some stuff where
I don't care. My butt's fine. Pee isn't bad. It's bad. I got no open wounds.
Lee Warwell says, "Where's Bernie Mac, Ben? Stay tuned." That's all I got to say to that. Stay tuned.
He'll be back.
Now, do
I only
you want
one impression? He has to come back.
Do you want
to
make it an extendo cast and get into Perlman's sessions, or should we save that for last time? Because they're going to take some time.
Is there one more question from anybody else? Because we have 4 minutes. We could really extend it.
No, there's nothing else.
I think we do Perlman's next week.
Next week is Perlman's.
I feel like Perlman's questions are going to be interesting.
Well, I'll be the one who decides.
Oh, well, you know.
That's funny. When did you learn Irish?
Sometimes it can just happen.
That's good.
Yeah.
Brendan has been on his phone the whole podcast.
I have yes, because I've been reading questions on my phone for the podcast.
I am sorry about giving you that face or that voice, but it was so loud in my headphones.
Oh, I'm sure. It sounded
I feel like I wasn't being supportive of your accent.
It sounded piercing. I can't imagine
it came in.
In my head, it sounded grating.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what it was like to hear it.
Think of a wrecking ball coming through your window, smashing you in the face.
I had no problems. You have headphones on. I had no problems with you making that face during that voice.
Who sang that wrecking ball song? I love that song. Miley Cyrus? Or Taylor Swift?
I'm moving like a wrecking ball.
We got to get...
Doobie doobie boobie doo.
Let's do an impression class for Anthony real quick. It's a 2-second class. All your impressions are... The sounds are great.
Yes.
But you don't got to come in...
Thank you.
You don't got to come in at a high volume.
Okay.
I'm saying like...
I'll try that one.
Okay. That's too loud.
Okay. I came in like a wreck. wrecking ball.
Hey, that's a good song.
You broke my heart. So now I'm here alone.
I could listen to this all day.
By myself.
Any other impression? Give me Bill Clinton.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, no.
Nice. You see how these are really good and they're not hurting my ears?
Give me one and
okay,
I'll do it.
You want me to do the talking vagina again?
Oh, man, sometimes your mind grabs the first thing.
Yeah.
And if you just throw it out, that's racist.
Okay, yeah, don't do that.
I was going to say some Asian slur, but I didn't mean to. It was just the first sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Right.
The first sounds. It said, do kike.
Do kike.
But that's a racial slur for Asian people, which I forgot.
Jewish people.
Jewish people.
Kike is a Jewish racial slur.
Sure.
What does it mean?
Because back in the day...
people would say, hey man, don't cock me.
Yeah.
Because people kept kicking them.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, don't cock me.
Like, I'm sorry.
That hurts me.
I'm
sorry. That hurts me when you cock me.
I'm sorry I kicked you.
We should send Anthony to another planet to be ambassador of our planet so they can ask him questions because he's so confident.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's your planet like? What's it like? I don't know. If footballs are oranges. We eat oranges.
Yeah.
Or some weird thing, he says.
Well, we haven't done a while, and I've got a lot of requests for this from myself, is one of those songs we do.
Oh,
so I'm
going to
bring us in on a beat.
Then we're going to end the podcast.
Then I want you to come in with the harmony. Then, okay. Greg, you come in with the lyrics.
Okay.
But wait, give me a second to establish the
beat. Yeah, no problem.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
God, no.
Vagina.
Please get those voices out of my head. I can't understand your voice. You're bringing pain to my ears.
I will go through.
Pain and suffering is my friend.
I will go through the door.
We have an open relationship with feelings. I want to be your mother. I want to be your father.
And a radish for a salad.
I want to eat chicken salad off your tits.
And then when I got to the cafeteria.
Paper plates are for people who are confused about their rationale.
The woman said, get our credit.
Women are not equal.
And I said, I'll straight gas, homie.
What? I can't open the door now. I don't know who you are.
Do you accept $100 bills from a talking vagina?
The post office has been closed for 1,000 years.
Yeah, why not?
Figs are great for throwing ninja stars.
Figs. Hold on, though. I forgot another item. Item.
I, Tim, is the new app.
No, I want these honey oats.
Always a scrim. There's always a scrim.
So it's a scrim and a scram.
There's always a scrim and a scram. Shrimp scrampy. All right, boys, where are you at this weekend?
Take that, Lydia.
Keep doing the beat and you do your plugs over the weekend.
Eastville, I think I'm in Eastville and the standing room.
Friday, Saturday, I'm at City Steam in Hartford, Connecticut. Brendan, give me your phone. I'll read your plugs.
I'll just do it for Brendan.
I'm going to be at the Cleveland Improv December 21st through December 26th. And thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, I'm
goodbye, you bozos.
I'm McGuire's on the 1st and the 2nd in Long Island. Follow me on follow me on and oh my God, we should do Perlman's questions now.